You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Last week, Congressman Tom McClintock took to the U.S. House floor to speak out against the House version of the Police Reform Act. Here are the unedited comments of Congressman McClintock.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. 13 years ago, I partnered with California State Senate Democrats in advocating for an Open Records Act for complaints against police officers. 5 years ago, I co-sponsored Hank Johnson's Stop Militarizing the Police Act. This year, I co-sponsored Justin Amash's legislation to end qualified immunity for public officials. So if the majority was seeking bipartisan support for police reform, they would have had it. If they had sought consultation, compromise, and cooperation, if they'd reached across the aisle, they would have found many sincere allies among Republicans. My views on law enforcement were shaped years ago when I had the honor to work for the former Los Angeles Police Chief, Ed Davis. His approach to law enforcement proved highly effective. While crime increased dramatically across the rest of the country during those years, in Los Angeles, under Chief Davis, it came down. He believed in the policing principles of Sir Robert Peel, that the police are simply an extension of the community. Chief Davis believed that, and he practiced it. He introduced Neighborhood Watch, enlisting citizens to work in partnership with the police. He introduced the basic car plan that matched patrol officers with individual neighborhoods so that they would become a familiar, recognized, and trusted presence in those neighborhoods. I believe the closer we adhere to these principles, the more effective law enforcement will become and the fewer abuses we will see. Major parts of this bill move us closer to these principles, including the need to open police records of misconduct, the restriction of no-knock warrants, the restriction of transfers of military hardware to local police departments, and the encouragement of police cameras. If these provisions were presented as standalone bills, I think many would pass with significant bipartisan support. But by rolling them into a bill that imposes an ideological laundry list of operational restrictions and procedures upon every police department in the country, it makes this bill unwise, unworkable, and unsupportable. Worse, it ignores the most serious problem we face, the protection of bad cops by collective bargaining agreements that makes it all but impossible to fire them. Policing is a uniquely community-based function. New York, New York, and Auburn, California are very different places with very different needs and challenges and standards. Running and micromanaging every local police department is far beyond our competence or authority. So even though there are provisions of the bill I strongly support, I cannot support the attempt to federalize local police departments, which moves us further down a slippery slope I fear we're already on. Looking at the wreckage on our streets, I fear the ultimate target of the left is not isolated abuses by law enforcement officers, but rather law enforcement itself. And as we can now plainly see, without law enforcement, there is no law, and without law, there is no civilization. Finally, I strongly condemn the sentiments expressed in so many forms that America is systemically racist. There are racists of every color in every society. It's the baser side of human nature. But no nation has struggled harder to transcend that nature and isolate and ostracize its racists than have Americans. The American founders placed principles in the Declaration of Independence that they believed would someday produce a nation of free men and women of all races and religions together, enjoying the blessings of liberty under the equal protection of our laws. Lincoln denounced any other claim as, quote, having an evil tendency, if not an evil design. An evil tendency and an evil design are exactly what the radical left have introduced into our society, and it is tearing our country apart. I yield back.